So I'm back with another audio. I really honestly don't even like how I'm feeling right now, you guys. It's been a rough couple of days. It's like I've wanted to talk to you guys, but every time I record, I delete it because I just feel like I'm not saying the right things, or I'm not sure how I'm coming off. And then I feel stupid, so I've just been kind of, like, avoiding, like, my feelings, and, you know, it's just super stressful, and I don't know how to feel. It's a really sucky feeling, you guys. But it's been a rough week. I'm not even sitting here and lie. Like, I'm just at a weird space right now. Like, I don't want to deal with, like, no negativity or no people in my life who bring negativity to me. Like, I just don't want to deal with that anymore. And it's nothing against anyone. It's just that a lot of people don't understand that when you're healing, or when you have pretty much almost healed, and then you have something happen and someone comes into your life and they don't realize they're affecting you, and they do something, and next thing you know, whatever that person did has affected you. Now you're stuck because that person has affected you, and they have opened up something or tried to take you back to a place that you no longer want to be in. And I'm gonna just be real with you. I almost blocked my guy friend last night and this morning because I told you guys I don't want anybody to disturb or mess with my peace. And something happened yesterday that I feel like was not addressed properly on top of that. And I just feel like I'd rather cut ties with an individual than have somebody around me who is not really helping my mental health, but instead making me feel horrible or making me feel worse. Like, I don't want to be around somebody who is not making me feel good inside, or who is making me feel bad about myself, or who is not being a friend that they could possibly be for me. Like, I'll never fully understand that. You know, I just feel like a lot of people don't understand that, and they don't understand what it looks like. And it's very, very hurtful. Especially when you're trying to talk to somebody and you're trying to get them to understand your point of view, and they just blow you off, or they either try to make it seem like you're trying to argue or start something when that's not the case. You just want to have a simple conversation. You're not yelling, you're not screaming, you're not cursing. You just want to talk, and they blow the whole thing off. Or especially when someone's saying to you, oh, you're being a jealous female, and you're thinking to yourself, what am I jealous of? Because I'm trying to have a conversation with you. And the problem is too, is like, I didn't bring up this stuff that happened, this particular, he brought it up, not me. I didn't bring up anything. You know, I'm having a great Sunday. I'm trying to enjoy my Sunday. I'm trying to enjoy the day before I got to go back to work. I'm not on no BS or trying to have arguments with nobody. I literally was just like, okay, cool. I don't understand the issue. But of course, he makes it into this huge, you know, I wouldn't even say huge thing. He makes it into it like, is something like flipping it on to me basically, and then telling me this morning when he texts me like, oh, my feelings are valid, but they're kind of not valid, and how I feel is not what it really is, and all this stuff. And it's just like, I'd rather cut ties with an individual than be around somebody who is messing with my energy and my peace. Yesterday was extremely draining. It was one of those moments where I was like, are you serious? Like, it was draining to my mental health. I literally was drained yesterday. I could barely think straight. I didn't want to do anything. I wasn't feeling like myself. And it was honestly a mess. I was doing my best to try to stay calm. I was doing my best to try to hang in there. But to be honest with you, everything was going completely left. And then I end up not feeling like myself or not feeling well. And then people wonder why you act the way you do or why you're not who you used to be, because people will constantly do stuff to you and then wonder why you act the way you do towards them. And I just feel like I'm just at a point where I don't have to, I don't want to deal with negativity. And I literally pretty much told him, I told my guy friend yesterday, I was like, if it's not positive, then I don't want to talk about it, period. Like, if you're going to bring negativity around me, if you're going to disturb my peace or my energy, bring negative energy and disturb my peace, then I'm sorry, we don't need to talk. Like, it honestly was draining. Like, I literally am getting like that with everybody. If you are a negative person, if you bring negativity, then you need to go. Because I will not sit here and deal with a negative person or deal with somebody that is draining my energy. And too much has happened for me to go back to the place I was in before this. So it's like, honestly, I just don't know what to say anymore when it comes to that situation, because I'm honestly over it at this point. And I know how I am. Once I stop caring about a person or a situation, it's a wrap, because once I stop caring, I don't go back to caring. Like, ask anybody that I have dated, talked to, friendships, whatever. The moment I stop caring is the moment that is over, because at that point, once I stop caring, it doesn't matter no more. Like, everything regarding that person, regarding that situation will never affect me or bother me. I won't care about that person no more. So no matter what goes on, it's not gonna matter anymore to me. I'm gonna be like, whatever, it is what it is, you know. And I don't want to get to that space with him, because we have been friends for like 2 years. Like, we've been friends for so long, so it's like, to get to a space like that with him would suck. But I have to also protect my peace, and I feel like yesterday should have been handled so differently, y'all. And I wanted him to handle it differently, but instead he made it seem as though it wasn't what it was. Or he made it seem like I was being a jealous female or whatever. He made it seem like I was being this, all these things that I wasn't even trying to be. Mind you, the topic at hand that even made us have the disagreement was brought up by him. And I guess he didn't expect me to react. But if I feel like you're being disrespectful, if I feel like you're doing something that bothers me and makes me uncomfortable, I'm going to tell you about it. And I simply told him what he did made me uncomfortable in that situation, or I didn't like how he handled the situation. And I pretty much told him, like, I don't like that. And I guess he didn't like that I said that, or he felt like, you know, it wasn't what it was or whatever. And I'm like, it pretty much is. But, you know, it's disappointing, because I hold my friends and people who know me to a higher standard, because these are not strangers. You know me, you know how I am, you know what I stand for, you know the kind of personality I have, you know what I've been through. So it's not like this is new to you. It's not like you're just figuring out who I am. Like, you know who I am, and you still choose to do dumb stuff towards me. Why? And I just don't understand it. So I'm not going to sit up here and, like, if it was somebody that never knew me and they did something that triggered me, or they did something that was past my boundaries, I'm not going to get as upset, because they don't know me. They may not know my boundaries. They may not know what upsets me. They may not realize that I'm in a place of peace and that I don't want to deal with certain things. But for someone who knows me, they know better. It's like, this is not rocket science. You know better. So it's like, I just don't have time for certain stuff. And I feel like certain stuff I'm not going to tolerate or deal with, like I said. And, you know, it's hurtful. And I know when something bothers me, because I think about it more than I need to. When it bothers me, I really feel it. And that was something that really, really, really hurt me yesterday. It really hurt my feelings. It really made me feel bad. And I just feel as though, like I said, things should have been handled way differently than what they were. But at this point, I honestly don't even know where me and him stand, because it was just hurtful. And I was like, why would this person do that? Like, of all people, why would you do that? You know, and I don't tolerate disrespect, and I don't tolerate a lot of things from people, especially in the space I'm in now. But it was really, really disappointing, you guys, like, extremely, because it's like, people will literally beg for your attention. People will literally say how much they like you, how much they love you, how much you mean to them. Men will literally sit up here and proclaim to give you, want to give you the world and want to love on you and do this and that, and they don't want nobody else but you. But actions don't even match words half the time. And then it's funny how when once the female starts catching feelings and getting caught up and feeling vulnerable and feeling safe, that's when that guy wants to pull away or try to flip the script on her and try to make her feel a certain way. And that's not cool. And my biggest thing is, if you're with somebody, talking to somebody, or your friends or family, whoever, you should be able to talk to that person about any and everything. It should always be, the lines of communication should be straight up open. If you have to sit there and make it seem like it's my fault, or if you have to sit here and try to make it seem like, oh, you want to relax and you don't want to talk about it. Like, for me, I'm the type of person, let's address it while it's in front of me. And I wasn't yelling. I wasn't trying to argue. I wasn't doing none of that yesterday. I promise you I wasn't, y'all, because I don't argue. I just don't have time for it. I'm not arguing with nobody. But I feel as though, instead of addressing it, for 2 hours I chose to just study and focus on myself. You come back 2 hours later to text me, and then you act like nothing ever happened. You can't come back after something like that happens and then act like nothing happened. You ask me, oh, what you doing? Like, really? You're just skipping over everything that just happened. Nothing was addressed, by the way. Nothing was corrected. Nothing was talked over. You just come back like everything's good, when that is not the case. I'm not good with you right now. You know what the fuck you did. So why are you coming back like everything's good? Like, It's weird as hell to me. But yeah, you guys. So basically, you know, it's hurtful when people I know hurt me. And like, a lot of things, like I said, between me and my friends should have been addressed differently, but it wasn't. And honestly, I'm just kind of over a lot of things, and you know, I just don't have time to deal with certain things like I used to deal with certain things. I don't have patience. I don't have time. I'd rather be doing something else, you know. But it is what it is. I don't know where to go with that situation anymore, to be honest with you. He did text me this morning, and you know, he said good morning. I texted him back, and I just kind of told him this morning that for now I wasn't addressing any more negativity, and that if it wasn't positive, I wasn't talking about it anymore. And I just told him that goes for him and anybody else in my life. Like, if there's some negative stuff, then I'm not addressing it, because I was like, I'm not going to keep letting people and things affect my mental health. And he didn't respond back, because I guess he's at work. And honestly, like I said, I'm trying my hardest not to stop caring, because I already know that once that happens, it's just going to be not a good friendship for me and him, because the feelings that I have won't be as present as they are now. So I'm trying to, you know, really stay positive. But sometimes it's easier said than done. Oh my God, you guys. I just realized, like, you know, so it's just a lot going on, y'all. And I'm completely frustrated. But nonetheless, you know, I just have to keep pushing through. I'm going to be real with y'all. A lot of friendships that I value and the things I would do for people, I realize they wouldn't do those things for me. And that's hurtful. But that's just who people are. People showing me their true colors every day. And you just gotta believe them when they show it to you. So that's just been my reality. You know, unfortunately, it's frustrating, but it's really nothing else I can do about it. So, because I can't control what another person does. Only thing I can control is what I would do and what I wouldn't do. And that's pretty much all I can say. It is what it is. I'm just moving forward and kind of doing what's best for me. So that's all I can say about that. You know? So, that's just where I'm at. With everything constantly going, well, with everything currently going on. You know, that's all I really can say about it, you guys. But yeah, I'm just gonna keep doing me and living the life that I want to live for me. And you know, that's all I can do. I wish everybody well, whether I'm still friends with them or not. You know, I'm going to want everybody around me to win. I want everybody around me to succeed at what they want to do. But I'm also always going to protect myself and always make sure that before anybody that I'm good, because my feelings have to come first. And yeah, so it is what it is, you guys. I don't really know much more what to say about that friendship or what's going to happen between me and him as far as me and him dating and stuff like that. I honestly don't know. And right now, I really don't care because I feel like I need to focus on myself. So, yeah. That's all I can say about that, y'all. So, it is what it is. And I'm going to focus on me. But anyway, guys, I got to go feed my dog. I just realized that when I got back here, I have been, like, so busy working. I got to go feed him because I can see him looking at me. So, I have got to go, y'all, guys. Peace and love. But we'll talk more about this later, y'all. But it is what it is. I'm just going to focus on my peace.